All right, Dylan Wright, Motocross of Nations. Look, man, you're our country's greatest hope. Last year did not go well.
No.
And we needed you in qualifying yesterday. So thank you for that. Thank you for holding it together.
Yeah. yesterday might have been the most stressful I've been on a dirt bike ever. I rode like shit, but I got us in.
Yeah.
Because I was so stressed to throw it away.
So,
like,
so
I
you knew that?
Yeah. Well, even the pit board or marker wasn't working, but like I seen it once that I was in the right spot. Right. And then I was just riding super tight because I'm like, and the track was sketchy, right? Yeah. With the sun yesterday, it was like terrible. We couldn't see nothing. So I was like so scared to throw it away, like just by tipping it off. So I rode terrible, but whatever. We got it. I got it in.
Yeah.
But
Believe me, I'm watching you going, dude, just keep it together here. Just keep it together. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the track can bite you super easy. I was just like, let's just make it to tomorrow.
Good start in Moto 1 today for you. I don't know about Moto 2, but, dude, this track was technical.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most technical tracks I've ridden, like, and I've done a lot of racing around the world. And just, like, gumbo dirt, but, I mean, it's with the weather we got here. And then today, the goggle situation was horrendous, not just for me, for everybody. And, in the first mode, I got a good start. And first lap, I was running, I think, just inside the top 10. I just passed Adamo. But I kind of split Adamo and Vial, and Vial kind of went in front of me, and a rock hit my roll-off film, snapped it in half.
Okay.
So it's his first lap, and I'm like,
great.
Yeah, and it's misting, so I'm like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, all right, well, I'll have to. I went over the finish line, put my hand out, I'm like, make sure, because that's like, no one's going to be in the goggle lane on the first lap, right?
No.
I went over the finish line, I'm like, waving.
Oh,
I'm
that
like,
was that signal?
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, someone go to the. I'm like, I can't do another lap, I'm going to lose an eye.
Yeah.
So I pulled in and went from, I think, maybe 11th to 20 something.
Yeah.
And then when I put my fresh roll offs on, it went from like cold to hot, so it fogged to the inside.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit. So I rode a bunch of the moto. I'm like trying to see, and I was struggling, but
great track for not being able to see lines. Great track for that.
Yeah. I mean, some of the section is probably better because I was less scared. I couldn't see them, you know. But yeah, it was all right. So the first one was kind of a wash, I guess, in my eyes.
Yep.
I mean, I rode really good at the end when I could see.
Okay.
So I knew the second motor was going to be good, but the turnaround's quick. So I came back and I was just like, just ride the other bike. Don't even worry about the bike I rode. I said, swap the forks, we'll ride the other bike. So I just hopped on the other one and went up there. And yeah, I got it. Actually, funny shit. I'm on the start, 15 second board, like kind of spin my tire, right, to kind of get some of the water off. 15 second board goes up. I, like, rev my bike, stalls.
Oh.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I'm, like, sitting there, like, and then it finally went, and I'm, like, trying to put my start map on. And then I'm, like, the five's up, and I'm, like, shit, I don't have time. So I'm, like, scrambling. I haven't done a start on the grate without a start map. So I'm sitting there, like, half throttle should be about half decent.
Right.
And I came out all right. I tucked in behind Kenny and came around. I think I was maybe 10th or so.
Yeah.
And, I think AP got me. Fernandez, I think that was about it.
Yeah.
I finished just in front of Prado, which was kind of all right. So,
It was a good moto. Tricky track. Had to find lines, I guess, too, right? You got to probably find which. I imagine the line that worked on lap two was garbage in lap 10.
Yeah, because the first two laps is tough because you don't. Well, we've raced just previously, but you're kind of like swapping through guys, so it's tough to find a good line.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of settled behind Conrad for Muse for a couple laps. I kind of was chilling behind him. He made his fake. I got by. And then we were kind of riding together for a bit, which was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But it was like someone there in front, so you could just focus on the track.
Because
I found like as soon as I got a gap, which was like at the end of that second moto, as soon as I got a gap, you start thinking about the lines too much.
Yeah.
Whereas like when someone's in front of you, kind of just you're focused on the race. It was a mental track. It was more of a mental track than physical because like a lot of times we weren't going that fast because it was so technical.
Yeah, you're right. You kind of tick. Yeah. Jess was ahead of you in Moto 3 or did I see him early in front of you or no? Did he fall?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. I think he actually ended up getting a decent start from the outside.
Yeah.
So it was funny before the moment we were like, what do we do? Who wants to go? So we flipped a coin.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. True Canadian fashion. No one wants to be like, oh, I'm taking it. So we were like,
that is Canadian.
Yeah, heads or tails, flip a coin. And so we did that, and I ended up getting the inside. I picked tails, I think.
Yeah.
So, it was all right.
Well, second moto was good for you for sure. And like you did need some redemption. We know how fast you are, and last year was. I was one of the guys saying, what the fuck's going on? So does it feel good to, I don't think you fell and you get some redemption?
Yeah, I just small tip over in the first moto because I couldn't see, but it was super quick. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't see. I missed a rep. But,
but no, none of the cartwheeling.
No. And that was one of the things this year I wanted to do is just kind of be calm and let the track come to me, especially yesterday, get through qualifying, get us into the A main, do my due diligence with the team. And then today I was like, all right, now I can kind of send it a little bit more. And, maybe I I like technical tracks, but this may have been a little technical. Yeah. It's just, you get off balance a minimal, and it kind of shoots you off the track to the left. But
I was talking to Kenny. He was telling me he wasn't even tired. No. It was just, you know, like trying to figure it out.
No, the only thing that got tired was my legs from, like, you're always kind of switching bike left to right, pushing on one peg because it catches, and then your rear brake would get stuck on because there's, like, a clump of mud, and then you're kind of start. Yeah, it was, like I said, it was more mental than physical, I think. But
Well, good job. Yeah, it was nice to see that we know how good of a rider you are if you just, you know, stay on two wheels. So that was good.
Yeah, it was good to do that, and I think speak for a lot of us North Americans. We're probably looking forward to Ironman. Yeah. A little bit more our style, you know.
All right, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Steve.